think it's time to reexamine the way we fund our schools. We have had a new school funding formula for about 5 years. So we have 5 years of actual experience, and it's time to say, is it working? What's working? Where do we need to tweak the formula? But the real question is, are we getting the most for our money? We spend an awful lot of money. The state spends nearly $1 billion a year distributed to cities and towns. What are we getting for it? Are we getting the most bang for our buck? Are we doing all we can with this money to improve student achievement? So I've brought together a broad group of stakeholders, teachers, principals, experts in education, asking them, have a look at this, figure out what's working, what changes do we make, so we can spend our money even more wisely to get better performance.
And what are the areas you want to focus on?
Well, there's a few areas. You know, again, the first thing is let's measure our outcome. Rhode Island spends, I think, 7th in the country per pupil. So we're very high in what we spend, but yet we're middle of the pack on results.
Is that a question of funding, though, or something else?
I don't know. So that's the first question. The first question is, why is that? You know, why is that? Is that something to do with the funding formula, or is that how we're spending the money? So let's look at that. Also, other things, I think it's time to have a look at how we fund charter schools. You know, do we have a system now that pits charter schools against non-charter public schools? If so, should we make any tweaks? Learners with special needs, are we funding that properly and fairly? Students for whom English isn't their first language. Right now, in the current funding formula, there's no specific provision for school districts that have a high percentage of their learners that don't speak English as a first language. So, you know, look, this economy's changing, the demographics of Rhode Island are changing, we have 5 years of actual experience. We got to be constantly saying, are we doing all we can for these kids? Let's have a look and tweak it to make it better if we can.
Do you want to weigh in on the criticism that you got this week over transparency, groups that are concerned about open records requests not being met?
Yeah, I'm happy to. You know, my administration is the most transparent that we've ever seen, and I'm proud of that. For the first time ever, we have an online budget tool, which I encourage everyone to go look at and really uncover the budget. It's the people's budget. It was my administration that asked for a full disclosure of all the 38 studios' documents, and I stand by that decision. I've made no secret about the fact that I've inherited a number of underperforming agencies, DCYF, Department of Transportation. In every instance, I've opened the kimono, I've invited in the press, we've shared the problems. I am deeply committed to transparency. You know, you can always do better, no doubt about it. And I understand that, you know, members of the media, that is their primary focus, transparency, and I respect that. So I'm proud of what we've done. I think it's the most transparent Rhode Island's ever seen. But always trying to do better. It's a continuous improvement because people do deserve to know what's going on.
And finally, we saw some action this week at the Council for K-12 Education, which I know will be exciting to some parents who are concerned about the state of school buildings in Rhode Island. Your thoughts on that? This is something you pushed for.
Yes, I did push for it, and I'm very pleased that since I've been in office, we've been able to establish the program, and starting next week, there'll be $20 million of new money actually being put into repairing schools. It's a great thing. These are schools that have leaky roofs, paint peeling off the walls, broken HVAC systems, plumbing that has to be fixed, heating systems that have to be fixed. So this is going to get people to work right away. You know, literally, starting next week, jobs created, but also kids deserve it. You shouldn't have to go to a school that's falling apart. So I'm very pleased. It's a first step, and it's real activity on a priority of making our schools safe and a good place for people to go to school.